Boker Tov, good morning. Today's parasha reads for the Rifu'ah Shalama of all the Cholim. We pray for the woman Sarah, David ben Rachel, Yafa ben Rav Rivka, ben Chavir Rivka, ben Sarah, the woman Sarah, Ephraim, and Naam, Moshe ben Chana, Yafa ben Rav, and Yehuda ben Yafa, Rachel ben Chana, David ben Yisrael, Yisrael ben Maka, Miriam ben Yochai, ben Eliza, Miriam ben Chana, Yana ben Naomi, Rachel ben Esther ben Tamar, and Avdil ben Rishmat, and Yishav ben Aharon, Aharon ben Yitzchak, ben Yamin ben Yitzchak, and Leah Dina ben Ephraim. So we're just beginning. We are holding at the bottom of Chet Amud Bet. It is daf tet. We're beginning from the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins and says, five lines from the bottom. Ein bein sfarim letfilin u'mezuzot, ela shasfarim nechtavin b'chol lashon, u'tfilin u'mezuzot eina nechtavot, ela ashurit. There's no difference between Sifrei Torah, writing Torah, and tefilin and mezuzot, besides for the fact that Sifrei Torah, according to this Mishnah, is allowed to be written in any language, whereas tefillin and mezuzot need to be written in Ashurit, which they teach us is Lashon HaKodesh. Rashi says Lashon HaKodesh. Rashbag says, Af besfarim lo hitiru shichtavu ele yevanit. He says, even with regards to Sifrei Torah, they only permitted you to write it in Greek, not in any other language. We're going to see in the Gemara what that means. Okay, so we're jumping into the Gemara. Ha letofran bagidin uletamet yadayim sevezeshavin. We can infer from our Mishnah that to sew the Torah and the tefillin and everything that needs to be done with the sinews, and for it to be metameh, impurified the hands, we know that both of them are the same. That this is the word that the Sefer Torah does do that, as well as tefillin and mezuzot. Usfarim nechtavin v'chol lashon. We said in our Mishnah that Sefer Torah can be written in any language. So the Gemara says, "Urminu, we have a contradiction. Mikra shekatavo targum, utargum shekatavo mikra. If you wrote a pasuk in the lashon of the targum, in the lashon of the translation, or you wrote the other way around, or you wrote targum in the lashon of the pasuk v'ktav ivri, and the ktav of ivri, it's not lashon hakodesh. Eino metamet eidaim." It is not considered metame the hands, doesn't impurify the hands until it's written on in Lashon HaKodesh with on a Sefer Torah and with Dio and with a special ink that would be considered Ra'ui, fitting for the Sefer Torah. So you see, there's a contradiction in what we said earlier. We said that no, even if it's not written with in Ashurit, it's Metameh the Yadayim, and they're equal. Rava La Kashya. So when is it the case? Is it in any language, like our Mishnah was trying to say, or is it over here in the Gemara that it's saying only in Ashurit, only in Hebrew? We're going to see trying to go back and forth different answers. Rava La Kashya. It's not difficult. Kan begu, this is machloket. What's the version over here? But let's go with Rashi. Rashi says kan begofan shelano, kan begofan shelahen. Rashi gives a simple explanation. He says that over here it's talking about our ktiva. So Rashi says matnitin de katani mecholashon shelo shina et aktav ela shina et alashon ubraita begofan shelahen. He's saying our language, our ktiva, our writing is what the Mishnah was talking about, and so that's when it said it can be written in any language. It's not saying that it changed the words, right? All it's saying is shinat halashon. It changed the language. It means the exact same thing. So our Mishnah says that's okay. Whereas over there in the Beraita, it's talking about bekofan shelahen, referring to their ktiva. And so when it's referring to their ktiva of talking about Evar Anar over there, they when they changed the language, they also changed the ktav, what it was trying to say. And so therefore, that would make it pasul. Amar le Abaye b'may okimta leahi. What did we establish with regards to the Mishnah that we just saw in Masechet Yadayim, right? The Mishnah, we were calling it a Braita, but it's a Mishnah that was brought down at the bottom of the Amud that was a Machloket. How do we establish that? So he says, Bekofan Shelahen. We said it's referring to their Ktiva in Ever Anar. So he says, Ma Iriya Mikra Sheketavo Targum, Utargum Sheketavo Mikra. Why specifically do you have to say it's also talking about a Mikra? It's a Pasuk that they wrote in the Lashon of the Targum, or it's a Targum that they wrote in the Lashon of the Mikra. Maybe, he says, Afilo Mikra Sheketavo Mikra, Utargum Sheketavo Targum Nami. Even if they wrote it in its regular way, you wrote a Mikra in the Lashon of Mikra, or a Targum in the Lashon of Targum. Da'aketani Ad Shechtavinu Ashurit Ad HaSefer B'dio. Because you said it needs to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. So if it's not written in Hebrew, it's not written in Lashon HaKodesh, then it should not be kasher. Ela la kasher. Rather, so this is really the answer to the resolving to the conclusion, to the contradiction. Ha Rabbanan, ha Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. It's the difference between the opinions of Rabbanan and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbanan says like our Mishnah. Rabbanan is the one who says that it can be written in any language. Whereas Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it can only be written in Greek, right? So he does not agree that it can be written in any language. So the Gemara is now going to ask, Yi Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Ha'ika Yevanit. He says it can be written in Greek. So how come you're telling me it can only be written in that Mishnah? You can only be written in Lashon HaKodesh. Ela Lakasha. Rather, that's not the contradiction. This is the resolving to the contradiction. Kan v'sfarim, kan v'tefilin u'mezuzot. He says it's the difference between Sifrei Torah and Tefilin u'mezuzot. Sifrei Torah can be written in any language, but Tefillin and Mezuzot need to be written specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, Tefillin and Mezuzot Maitama. What's the reason for Tefillin and Mezuzot? Mishum dechtiv behu vehayu. Because it says in the Pasuk in Tefillin and Mezuzot, vehayu in the Shema Yisrael. And they explain, behav yatan yehu, it should be as it was written, as it was then. And so therefore, that was Lashon HaKodesh, it should also be written in Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, I don't know why it doesn't ask about Sefer Torah. It also writes the word Vahayu in the Sefer Torah, but it doesn't ask that question. So, my Targum, Sheketavo Mikra Ika. So, over there, in the case of Mezuzah, what kind of Targum is there, like a translation, let's call it a Targum Onkulus, let's say, not an English translation, not a Lashon HaKodesh Pasuk, is there in the Pasukim of the Mezuzah? It says, Bishlama Torah Ika, there is a Pasuk in the Torah, it says, Yegar Sahaduta. Right, so over there, it has a
Galed.
Yeah, it's talking about Galed, so that is a translatory term in the Torah. So even though it's not necessarily Hebrew, it still fits in the Torah. Ela hacha mai targumika. But in the case of Tefillin and Mezuzot, what's the chashivu? What is over there? There is no targum that's in the Lashon of Mikra. So the Gemara says, ela akasha. It's not difficult. Kan b'megillah, kan b'sfarim. The difference is if it's talking about the Megillah or it's talking about the Sifrei Torah. If it's talking about the Sifrei Torah, obviously you can write it in any language like our Mishnah said. Whereas if it's talking about the Megillah, it has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara asks, Megillah ma'itama. What's the reason for Megillah? Dichtiv ba, kichtavam v'chilshonam. So as it's written and as it was spoken. So how do they explain from that? That just like, yeah, they say over here, it needs to be specifically in the Lashon that Yehudim were speaking. So the Lashon of the Yehudim is specifically Lashon HaKodesh. My Targum sheketavo mikra ika. So over there in the Megillah, what kind of Targum is there? That is in the Lashon of the Mikra, in the Pesukim. Amar Papa, v'nishma pitgam ha-melech. So this is referring to when they heard the Davar of the king, here in the beginning of the Megillah, v'nishma pitgam ha-melech, ashe ya'aseh b'chol machuto, ki rabahi b'chol anashim yitnu yakar v'balehen ha-migadol v'ad katan. Right, exactly. So that over there it has pitgam, the word pitgam is not necessarily a Hebrew word. So if Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, v'chol hanashim itenu yekar lebaleen. He says, no, all of the women will give honor to their husbands from the Megillah. He says, that word yekar is not necessarily a Hebrew word. They say it's more of like an Aramaic word that it's referring to honor. Okay, now that was the first answer. The first answer was giving a difference between Sifrei Torah and Megillah. Now we're going to give a second answer. Ravashe Amar, kitanya hi bishar svarim. Over there, it was talking about all other types of Sfarim, meaning the Mishnah Yadayim that says that any other Lashon, besides for Hebrew, is Pasul for a Sefer, it's talking about all other Sfarim, except for Sefer Torah. Our Mishnah was talking about Sefer Torah, over there was talking about Nevi'im, Ketuvim, all other Sefarim. Rabbi Yudahi, in its opinion of Rabbi Yudah, the Tanya, Tefillin u'Mezuzot, ein nichtavin ela ashurit. Tefillin u'Mezuzot have to be written in Hebrew. Rabboteinu hitiru yevanit, and the rabbis permitted even Greek. The Gemara says Vaketi Vehayu, but it says in the pasuk Vehayu that it needs to be the way it was written back then in Hebrew. And the Emas Farim Nichtavin Bechol Lashon. Rather, let's say that Sefer Torah can be written in any language. Verabotenu Hitiru Yevanit, and the rabbis permitted even Greek. Hitiru Mikla the Tanakama Asar. If you're going to tell me the rabbis permitted Greek, you can imply from that the Tanakama was forbidding it to be written in Greek. But that makes no sense because he said you can say it in any language. You can write it in any language. Ela ema rabotenu lo hitiru shichtevu ela yevanit. The rabbis only permitted you to write it in Greek. That's what it's trying to say. Vetanya Amar Biyuda af kshe hitiru rabotenu yevanit lo hitiru ela v'sefer Torah. He says only time rabbis permitted it was to write in Greek was only in Sefer Torah. Umishum ma'aseh the Talmai HaMelech, and it's because of the case of Talmai HaMelech that the Gemara will bring right now. So the Gemara is a Girsav here in the Bach. It says Ma'hi. What's the case of Talmai HaMelech? The Tanya Zabraita says ma'aseh b'Talmai HaMelech. There was a case with Talmai HaMelech, this king who shekines shivim u'shnaim zekenim. He brought in 72.
In Egypt.
Right. Egyptian. Yes, an Egyptian king who brought in 72 elders, v'chnisan b'shivim u'shnaim batim, and he brought them into 72 different homes. V'lo gila lahem al makin nisan, and he didn't tell them why he's bringing them in. V'nichnas etzel kol echad ve'echad, and he went to each and every one of them in their own private homes. V'amar lahem, kitvu li torat Moshe Rabchem. He says, write for me the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, your rabbi.
So what happened? Now he was trying to catch them and see if we can find some pesukim in their Torah that show that, you know, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem is not real, or Hashem has others that help him upstairs, Chas v'Shalom. So Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belev Kol Echad Ve'Echad Etza. Hashem gave it in the hearts of each and every one a good idea to do. He says, Ve'hiskimu Kulan Ledat Echad. They all agreed to do one thing without even knowing that they were all doing it. Ve'kadvulo, and they all wrote to him the following pesukim. Elohim bara bereshit. Not Bereshit bara Elohim, because over there it sounds what? something created God, or something along those lines. It could be, you can learn out Kfira from that line. So they changed it to God created in the beginning. Then it says, Ehse Adam Betzelem Uvidmut. It doesn't say, Naase Adam Betzelmeinu, we can create man in our image. It says, I will create man in the image of me. Meaning, or I will create man in an image. Uvidmut. It doesn't mention anything about other people speaking to other people, even though we know Hashem was, you know, speaking to the angels. Then it says, Ve'echal b'yom hashishi v'yishbot b'yom hashvi'i. He ended on the sixth day, and he rested on the seventh day. It doesn't say, as we read, Ve'echulu hashamayim ha'aretz, right? As a pasuk. Yeah, it says, Ve'echal b'yom hashvi'i v'yishbot b'yom hashvi'i mekol malachto asher asa.
Ve'echal yom hashishi.
Right, exactly. So it changes the lashon. Right, over here in the pasuk it says Vayechal Elohim b'yom hashvi'i, he finished on the seventh day and then he rested on the seventh. The pasuk, so they changed it and wrote he finished on the sixth day, because that has to be more logical, so the people don't, so the king doesn't take it as kfira. Zachar nikava bira'o. It says he created man and woman, right? And it doesn't say bira'am. Velo kedavo bira'am. Why Chas v'Shalom? I don't know. Maybe not to say that they're that there's one in the same or something. Let's see how they explain it over here. So Rashi says, the mashma shne gufin bara kol echad zachar. Okay. So why didn't you tell us this?
It's not
Bera'am,
it was two.
Yeah, it wasn't two, it was one. You're right. So he was teaching us it's one, to not make a mistake.
It was one.
Exactly. Then it says, Hava erdev evla sham sifatam. So he changed the pasuk instead of it reading, instead of it reading, he basically is changing everything from Hashem saying things in plural, let's do things together, sounding like Hashem has others that are helping in Chas v'Shalom, which is not the Peshat, but he changed it, they all changed it to a singular, in a sense, so that nobody would, so the king would not mistaken. But Yitzchak Sarah, we know it's Bekirba, but here he wrote Bekroveah. Why did he write that? So saying, right, how do we learn out from that pasuk? We said that Avraham also laughed. Right, and then Hashem favored him, and said to him, you know, that Sarah said that you are old, but really she said that Hashem said to him that she is old. He changed the words, right? So over here, what is it saying? It's saying that only she laughed. It changed the wording in order not to show that Hashem Chas v'Shalom is giving favor to Avraham over anybody else, over Sarah or anyone else. Then it says, "Ki ba'apam haragu shor v'rtzanam akru avus." Over here, talking about Shimon and Levi, right? The bracha that Yaakov gave them. Instead of saying they killed man, it says they killed animal. So as to remove them from the category of being murderers, Chas v'Shalom. Vayikach Moshe et ishto v'et banav v'yarkivem al noseh b'nei adam. Moshe put his children and his wife on the thing, on the animal that carries people. It should say al hachamor. Right, but they didn't want to, you know, say that Moshe put them on the chamor. Why didn't he put them on a sus, on a horse? He put them on a donkey. So he changed it to a different wording. Umoshav b'nei Yisrael asher yeshuvu m'Yisraim u'shar atzot 400 shana. So they changed it and wrote that when the time the Jewish people sat in Mitzrayim and all other lands was 400 years. Instead of writing that they sat in, if you sat in Egypt, let's look at the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, Moshav b'nei Yisrael asher yeshuvu m'Yisraim 30 shana v'400 shana, 430 years in Egypt, which is hard to get to that number. Right, we had to find a way to get to that number easily, but it wasn't so easy. So you would make a mistake, right? Because we know that Chas v'Shalom, the king could come and say, no, it's not true, it's sheker, right? Because we know Kehat was from Yordei Mitzrayim. He was from people who went down from Egypt. And him and Moshe's father, Amram, they... and Moshe, they do not... If you add up their lives, they're not going to reach the 430 years. So it's not going to work out in that sense that you'll reach that number without... knowing the depth of the Torah and how you get to that number. So they changed it to make it easier for the king so that he does not learn out Chas v'Shalom Kfirah from this. Then it says, they're basically changing up a lot of the Pesukim so as not to...
All of them in one mind without talking to each other.
Yeah, it's mamash, nes betoch nes. Then it says, Vayishlach et zatutei b'nei Israel. They sent the important ones of b'nei Israel. Instead of it saying na'areh, the young ones of b'nei Israel, this is the important ones. Right, and because the Chashulam says not for the person, the king, to ask why are you sending your not important people, send your important people. And then it says ve'el zatutei b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado, that his hand, or it should say atzilei, but it says zatutei, the important ones. It says the important ones, his hands did not touch, nobody touched them, meaning they changed the pasuk to match the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of that chapter to match the end of the chapter. So it said zatutei in the beginning, so change it to zatutei at the end. Okay, we just finish all the pesukim. Then it says, "Lo chemed echad mehem nasati."
Lo chamor echad
mehem nasati. Right, it should say, "Yeah, lo chamor." So why does it say lo chemed? So Rashi says, "Shelo yomar chamor lo lakach, aval chefet achel lakach." Right, so as not to say that, oh, he didn't take a donkey, but he took something else. So he says, no, he didn't take any desire. He didn't take anything. Anything really. Right. What is this pasuk referring to? Whenever they testified, Moshe Rabbeinu testified. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I didn't take anything." Right? Then it says, Asher chalak Adonai Elohecha otam lehair lechol ha'amim. Changes the words in the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, it adds lehair lechol lehair, the word lehair, to lighten for all the nations. Why does it need to write the word lehair? So that they don't say that Chas v'Shalom it's giving like a permission for them to go and worship idols. Chas v'Shalom saying no, they gave the goyim also a chance in the Torah to find Hashem, but they're not finding it. So it's on them, not to say Chas v'Shalom that Hashem like forced them out. And then it says vayelech v'yavod Elohim acherim asher lo tziviti le'ovdam. So over here they added the word le'ovdam, to serve them, that they went and served other gods that I did not command them to serve. It has the word to serve. Why? If it had not said to serve, what would we have thought? That he's just saying, I didn't command them. That what? I didn't command them to be created. They were created on their own, Chas v'Shalom. That's not the case. Hashem created everything. V'katvu lo et tzirat ha-raglayim. He wrote to them this tzirat ha-raglayim. Instead of writing the rabbit, he wrote these words, tzirat ha-raglayim. V'lo katvu lo et ha-nevet. He didn't write the rabbit. Ishto shel Talmai ar-nevet shema. Because the wife of Talmai, the king, her name was Arnevet, the rabbit, I guess. Shelo yomar shechachaku bi hayehudim v'hitilu shem ishti b'torah. So as not to say, Chas v'Shalom, that the Jews are making fun of me and they put my wife's name in the Torah to make fun of me. Okay, so let's stop there for questions. Continuing. Rashbag omer, af besfarim lo yitiru shechtevu ele yevanit. They only permitted Sefer Torah to be written in Yevanit. So he says, Amar biyabao, Amar biyachonan, halacha ker Rashbag. He says, halacha follows Rabban Shimon Gamliel. V'amar biyachonan, mai ta'amad Rashbag. What's his reasoning? Amar kra, the pasuk says, as the pasuk writes, Yaft Elohim leYefet veYishkon baOlei Shem. So how do we explain this pasuk? Devarav shel Yefet yu baOlei Shem, that the words of Yefet should be in the tent of Shem.
Greek being Yefet.
Right, and Greek is right lashon of Yefet or Yaft. The lashon of Greek, it's Yafet from all of the. Leshonot from all of the languages, one of the most beautiful language, Greek, so they considered Yafet, and so that's Yafet. Ve'ema Gomer u'Magog, why don't we say it's referring to Gomer u'Magog? Why are we saying it has to be referring to specifically talking about Greek? Exactly.
So the question is about the other.
Yeah. So why specifically here? So it says over here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say anything over here, but over here it says, meaning even these people were from Bnei Yefet, were from Yefet. So why don't we say it's talking about them? Why are we saying it's talking about, necessarily the Greeks? Why don't we say it's coming from, it's talking about his children, people who come from him? Amar Bichia bar Abba, haynu ta'amad dechtiv, yaft Elohim leYefet, yefiyuto shel Yefet yehe ba'olei Shem. That the beauty of Yefet, meaning the lashon of the most beautiful lashon, the most beautiful language, was talking about Yevanit, talking about Greek, should be in the tents of Shem, which is telling us that the Torah can only be written in Greek. That's what he's trying to prove. New Mishnah, Ein Bein, another Ein Bein, Ein Bein Kohen Meshuach b'Shem in Amishcha leMerubeh begadim. There's no difference between a Kohen who was anointed in oil and one who was brought up with lots of clothing, that he gave lots of clothing to become the Kohen.
Kohen Gadol.
Ela Par Haba al Kol Mitzvot. Rather, besides for the bull that was brought for all the mitzvot. If a person, let's say Kohen, the Kohen Gadol made a mistake and he was toheh and he said that you should do one thing, but it was really the other way around. So he has to bring a korban chatat. Unlike the other kohanim, who would not bring a par, they would only have to bring, let's say, a sheep. They wouldn't bring a bull. So the kohen that's mashuach is the real kohen in this regard. He's the one who would bring the chatat.
Ein ben kohen meshamesh lekohen sha'avar elapar yom ha'kippurim v'asirit ha'ifa. There's no difference between a kohen gadol who is working now and kohen gadol who was, or kohen for that matter, I think it's someone kohen gadol, who is working now and kohen who was working then, who was retired now, besides for the fact of the bull that they bring on Yom Kippur.
The person who's replacing the kohen gadol, like a simple kohen.
Right, if you have somebody, let's say, that becomes tameh, and now someone, the second kohen gadol comes to replace him, and now he comes back in his place. So now, what's the deen? So the one who is actually the kohen gadol, the one who's working now, not the retired one, he brings a par on Yom Kippur, he brings a bull on Yom Kippur. Whereas the one who is not, and he also brings the asirit ha'ifa, and the daily mincha offering, he would bring the tenth of the eifa. And so, but not for the retired kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, "Halinyan par Yom Kippurim v'asirit ha'ifa ze v'ze shavin." With regards to our first part of the Mishnah, right, the Kohen Mashuach and the Beshemen Mishcha and the Merubeh Begadim says that we can infer from that the bull brought on Yom Kippur and the tenth of the Efa, both of those are equal with regards to those Kohenei Gadol Kedula. Matnitin d'lo k'Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Dear Rabbi Meir, if it's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Hatanya, he taught a Braita, Merubeh Begadim evi par habal kol mitzvot. The Rabbi Meir, he says the one who has lots of clothing, he brings the bull, not the one who is Mashuach Beshemen Mishcha. V'chachamim Amrim, the Chachamim say, no mevi, he does not bring. My Tama Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir? The Tanya Mashiach. What does he mean from the pasuk when it says Mashiach or Hamashiach? He says Ein li ela Mashiach b'shemen ha'mishcha. That's only talking about somebody, a kohen gadol, who was anointed with oil. Merubeh begadim inayin. What if he was anointed with lots of clothing? How do we know that he's included also? Talmud Lomar Hamashiach. It gives an extra hay to include that kohen gadol as well. B'mayokim. Now, how do we establish it? The lo k'Rabbi Meir. We did not establish a k'Rabbi Meir. Only the kohen who was in Mashiach b'shemen ha'mishcha in oil does he consider the kohen gadol in this regard. Stopping for questions. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, Eima Seifa, we go to the end of our Mishnah. Ein ben kohen meshamesh.
Okay, fine.
Eima Seifa, ein ben kohen meshamesh la kohen she'avar. There's no difference between a kohen gadol who is serving now and one who is retired. El apar yom kippurim va'asirit ha'ifa. Besides for the bull on Yom Kippur and the tenth of ha'ifa, that's where with the mincha offering. These are the only differences. So he says, ha lekol divrehen ze v'ze shavin. But all other aspects, they're completely equal. So what do you see from that? Ata'an Rabbi Meir. This goes like the end of the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, the Baraita says, Erabo psul uminu kohen acher tachtav. If let's say, right, this is the case. Right, the earlier case was not, the Mishnah was not talking about this. The Mishnah was talking about you have a kohen who is serving and one who is retired. Unlike now. Now we're talking about you have a psul in the kohen gadol. The kohen has a psul. He's not kosher. So they bring another kohen gadol in his place. Acher tachtav. Rishon chozel avodato. Then afterwards he becomes good again. The kohen gadol, the first one, comes good again, and he goes back to his spot. Sheni, kol mitzvot keuna gedola alav. And the sheni, the second kohen gadol, who essentially what the Gemara is trying to say, as he all of the, you know, the mitzvot of the keuna gedola that, you know, he's obligated to serve in the eight pieces of clothing, and he has to marry a virgin, and so on and so forth. Then all of those things have to be. He has to. He has to fill those matters as well. He cannot just say, I'm not going to be included in those matters. Those things have to be fulfilled as well. But he's not the primary serving Kohen Gadol now.
Once he comes to a point of being Kohen Gadol at one point, then he has to keep that status.
Exactly. Rabbi Yose Omer, Rishon Chozel Avodato, Sheni Eino Ra'ui Lo Kohen Gadol, Lo Kohen Ediot. He says, no, the first one goes back to his job as Kohen Gadol. The second one loses everything. He does not have the status of Kohen Gadol or Kohen Ediot anymore. V'amar Rabbi Yose, Maseh Rabbi Yosef Ben Ulam, Mitzipori. There's a case with Rabbi Yosef. That a kohen gadol became pasul, uminu tachtav, and they appointed him under in his place. Ubama asedi fnei chachamim, and the case came in front of the chachamim. Ve'amru, and they said, Rishon chozer la'avodato, sheni eino ra'ui lo kohen gadol v'lo kohen ediot. That the first one goes back to his job, whereas the second one is not fit for kohen gadol, and he's not fit for even a simple kohen anymore. So he says, kohen gadol mishum eva. The Kohen Gadol, why is he not fit for that anymore? Because of Eva, we won't want there to be any hatred between the first Kohen and him, so therefore we say he's not in control anymore. Kohen Ediot, the simple Kohen, he's not going to be considered a simple Kohen anymore, Mishum Ba'alin B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin, because we only go up in holiness. And so we cannot bring him down from Kohen Gadol to a regular Kohen. So what do you see from this? Risha Rabbanan V'Seifa Rabbi Meir. The beginning of our Mishnah, what are we seeing from all of this? The Gemara is bringing its final kushya, explaining that the beginning of our Mishnah was going like the opinion of the Chachamim, like the Rabbanan. The end of the Mishnah was saying what? Was saying that, no, we go like Rabbi Meir. How do we go like Rabbi Meir? Because there's no difference between the Kohen who is serving and the Kohen who is retired. And so therefore, it's difficult because Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So how can it, right, if we go back to, let's go back to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that there's no difference between them. The second Kohen Gadol, he holds that same status as Kohen Gadol, but he's not serving as the primary. Rabbi Yosef said, no, you lose your Kohen Gadol status entirely. So you should say in the Mishnah that they lose the status. It doesn't say that. So clearly the end of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is asking, the beginning of the Mishnah is like Rabbanan, the end of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Amar Ruchista, in, yes, the beginning is like Rabbanan, the end is like Rabbi Meir. Resha, Rabbanan, Vesef, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, no, Rabbi he, is the opinion of Rabbi, ben Nasiv la Aliba de Tanaya. And he gathered the opinions and he taught it according to the different Tanaim. So he taught the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, like the Rabbanan, and he taught the end of the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Okay, stop there for today. Have a great day, everybody.